With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You sure? All right, we good. Welcome back. Cooling out.
Welcome back, everyone.
Welcome back. It feels like it's been a long time.
It does.
I don't know why. I don't know why. But
yeah,
it feels
it's only been a week.
I know, but it feels like it's been longer. Maybe because these days have just been dragging along.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like we haven't put out an episode in like 2 weeks, even though I know we put out one last week. But it feels like it's been a minute.
Yeah, this week in particular has been just dragging. I don't know what it is, but
we were texting earlier today, like, oh, we're at work, and I'm like, yo, I don't know what it is about this week, but every day has been feeling like 16 hours. It's been taking forever for, like, the day to end. I don't know what it is.
Hey, at least a break comes to, well, fun
we
comes.
We only got two more summer Fridays.
I know.
Then we got Labor Day weekend, though.
Yeah, I have plans galore. I'm ready to leave it all out there.
And then the weekend after that.
Oh, yeah.
This is what's going to happen.
Damn.
So, September 1st, we're going to go bonkers. That shit has to happen. I'm going to lose my fucking mind. I'm sure you're going to lose your mind times two. I'm sure we already know who's going to lose their mind times three.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to have to get in the gym all week.
Yeah.
Get that shit up out of me. Because we're going to New Orleans the week after that. And I'm going to have to be on... a thousand. Like, not 10. I'm about to be on 1,000. You ever seen Girls Trip?
Yeah.
Where they doing that
Zip line across.
Yeah. I'm trying to do some wild shit like that. I'm trying to do some shit like that. Like, just get super drunk and like, fuck it, let's go zip line in the middle of Bourbon Street. Like,
yeah, I'm just wanting to have fun. Like, this Drake thing popped up. That's happening on Sunday. Didn't that pop up
Forget
yesterday?
Me. And we my judgment is clouded.
No, it's cool.
Oh my god. People, where do I start with this? Sorry, this is we got to go off on this for a little bit. I get a DM yesterday from Carl, good brother. He's been on the podcast a couple of times. Y'all should know him by now. He sent me something from Champagne Poppy, aka Drake, aka Aubrey Graham, and it was like the Mirage, Sunday, August 26th. I'm not even thinking. I'm like, oh shit, that's dope, bro. And I'm like, wait, what? Like, Drake gonna be in Brooklyn on Sunday? Had to book it.
Yep.
Had to book it.
That'll be fun.
So
we're
about to go see Drake on Sunday at the Mirage in Brooklyn.
Yeah, it's probably going to impact my work performance Monday.
All week, I'm about to brush up on my Scorpion. I'm about to brush up on every single song. Even I'm upset. I'm going to know all the words to it just so I can vibe out and rock out. And then the Monday, because it's Sunday, I didn't realize it goes to 1 o'clock in the morning on Sunday.
I saw that.
Yo, when you sent me the tickets today, I was like, yo.
I know.
I say, you know, you're getting old, though. You start looking at times. I'm like, 1 o'clock?
I know.
Yo, Monday about to be so sluggish.
That's why I sat out SummerSlam. I was like,
damn.
It's couch warm. I mean, don't have to stay till 1. See how
it's
the vibes
Aubrey.
Though. I see how the vibes going.
Bro, if Drake is just performing mad
sets, I agree.
I ain't about to just walk out.
I know.
We'll just have to live with it the next day. Our boss is just going to have to deal with it.
Yeah.
That's some... Whew. But yeah, Aubrey.
That'll be fun.
So I can't wait for Sunday to do that.
Can't wait for...
Tomorrow,
a nice move. Friday, something got to happen. I don't know if it's a Bushwick move or Park Slope move.
We're
going to have to figure that out.
Got to look at the hobo pass.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know... Actually, I'm going to give free promo because it's a great
it's a great thing.
There's this thing in Brooklyn and a bunch of other random cities called the Pub Pass. You pay $20 and you get, is it 20 free beers?
Yeah.
20 free beers at just local bars that participates in the, it's like a passport, but it's called the Pub Pass. really good investment. So me and Kev have been like running all over Brooklyn, trying to hit all these random bars for the summers out. So that's what we're talking about when we call it the hobo pass, because it's when you're down to your last dollar and you're like, oh, I get a free band somewhere? I bet. But yeah, we definitely should pub pass it out.
Yeah.
The Bushwick move we made.
I want to do that again so bad, but we ran out all them locations.
Yeah, that's the issue with Bushwick. Everything out there is so far spread apart. As far as like
where we went
to the what's the name of that place?
I know what it is.
Oh, okay.
Wasn't it all like 10 minutes from where we started to where we ended up?
That's far from me, Kev.
That's fair.
Well, it's not that
far. It's so cheap.
But I'm talking about like in comparison to like a, which is a poor comparison, but like a Williamsburg or like a Park Slope, even where it's like next door, or down the block, right around the corner. Or even like a Bed-Stuy where things seemingly feel closer than when we were in Bushwick that day. I was like, damn, like, where's the next bar at? But then again, we're on Pub Pass alert.
We're Pub Passing, and they have that strip there that has, it's where we got them $2 beers at.
Oh.
There's a whole strip there. Because if we do Park Slope, that's kind of, we'd have to walk.
Oh.
There's a couple locations all in the Hobo Pass, but we'd have to walk.
Yeah. Ooh.
Probably about equal distance.
We might have to make a sacrifice. We might have to hit both. We might have to see.
Look, man.
What the pool looking like.
2 p.m.
Oh, I got the unlimited metro.
I do, too.
We might have to hop back on that.
2 p.m.
I ain't too good for my St. John's days.
I'm not either.
You know, I've been realizing. I've been Ubering a lot of places. I don't know what it is. I think I'm getting bougie.
Yeah.
That shit costs. I mean, it don't cost like individual. I'm like, oh, $5 here, $10 here. But that shit adds up. I'm looking like, y'all give Uber so much money, and it's like places I could easily just get on a train and go to.
Yeah, I get tempted because I work on CPT.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, I'm just take the train to go. To come back, though, it's a must.
Oh, that's different.
It's a must.
That's different. Ain't no way I'm coming home at 3 o'clock in the morning on no MTA.
Oh, no, been there.
Nah, we did
let's
that before.
Not yet. Let's not even.
We're not going to hash
on,
that
yeah.
up. We're not going to talk
they
about them
days.
They
don't need to know about them dates.
But my point in saying that was that I'm going to try to start taking the train more often. Like, I literally, like, took it to heart. I'm like, I don't ride the train on the weekends as if, like, it was, like, something that was so far beneath me. Like, yeah. I'm not taking the train. Like, I'm going to go take the train. Like, why not? Like, save myself the
$15. Yeah, especially in Brooklyn. It's just a bus.
That's the thing, a bus or a train. I don't even look
I
anymore.
Saw
I just
biking.
I just automatically assume, yeah, I'm taking the Uber today.
Yeah. It is more comfort. I ain't going to blame you.
But it's like, sometimes it's like, if I'm not in a rush.
That's a beer right
there. Just get on the train.
Cocktail, maybe.
Sometimes, too.
Yeah, in Brooklyn, yeah.
Sometimes, too.
Yeah, we know a spot. That's two. Mm. Yeah, we're going to figure Friday out.
This wine we sipping on right now.
I know. I wish I bought the bottle
up. That was a good call on chilling it.
Yeah.
It's on my palate. I'm like, okay. Oh, man. But yeah, we have to discuss those moves.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Summer's dwindling away from us up here. It was like I think at the high today was like 78.
Yeah. I think Sunday was like high of 72, low of 65.
I can't
like,
live like
when?
That. But you said, did I tell you that though?
That's how it
I told him this 2 weeks ago on the podcast or 3 weeks ago on the podcast. We were talking about the weather and how fast it changes in New
on
York.
You.
One day it'd be 98. You look at the 10-day forecast. You start seeing some 72s out there.
A lot more 72s.
Bro, I'm telling you, that third week of September, I remember being at St. John's and being like, when I first moved back up here from Atlanta and being like, yo, what the hell? Like,
the shivers?
Remember that free St. John's hoodie they gave us freshman year?
Yeah, you need it?
I remember having to put it on, like, yo. Nigga via Montgomery, it's like, ooh, you didn't get that quick chill? Like, ooh. Do that quick little shoulder lean real quick. Like, god damn. Like, yeah, why y'all living like this? Ooh. But yeah, so we don't got too much time with the sun, so we gotta appreciate the sun.
I agree.
I'm trying to give the sun my all.
Yeah.
Trying to give the
Putting
sun
in the overdrive. Mm-hmm. Responsible overdrive. On a work day.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna start making some more weekday moves, man.
I do. And
not
I control
heavy,
myself.
Not
yeah.
heavy. You see you do them. I don't do them at all.
I haven't. Like, what's happening tomorrow is a rarity, and I'm grateful for it. The way this week's, yeah. That's why I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to start making some weekday moves. But it's also just because it's like, it teaches you to be more responsible. Because, mm-hmm. like, before I made a weekday move, I treat that shit like it was a Saturday.
Yep, all out the window.
Be at work.
Figure it out
day,
later.
Same clothes on. Just done that a couple of times.
Oh, my God, when I go through my Rolodex.
Yo. Be at work the next day. Same clothes. Like, people like, You wear that? Like, mind your damn business. Done that one a couple of times. So it's like, but teacher, like, you know, just you can still be outside and have a good time.
Yeah.
And realistically, New York City, granted, overall, it's a very expensive city, but because there's so many bars,
there's so many
good happy hours.
There's so many deals.
It's like, it's not even funny.
Even in Brooklyn is easy.
Like, oh, yeah.
We could rattle off. We're not going to because they're not sponsoring. Yeah. But even in the city, though, I know a couple spots.
There's a bunch.
You go to?
Yeah.
To like 8, 9.
Because they have to be competitive.
Yeah.
But it's like, imagine if we, say we live here for the rest of our lives, right?
Mm-hmm.
We'll never hit every single bar.
I know.
In New York City, which is crazy. Or not even New York City, because I might be talking about, you know, Bronx, Queens, and Staten Island. We don't
count. Shout out Astoria, though.
Some parts of Queens. I'm not even going to lie. Yeah, like LIC and Astoria. Yeah, that's it. But yeah, those two areas in Queens, and then Brooklyn and certain Brooklyn to a certain extent.
Yes.
Got to carve it out.
I know what you mean.
And then even Manhattan to a certain extent.
Yep.
Got to carve that out because that's too high.
You gotta have boundaries.
Yeah, you got to have boundaries.
You got to have boundaries.
But even within those limitations that we set for ourselves, we still would never.
Balls.
But it's also because, like, one opens up every single day.
Yeah.
Like, the more they gentrify an area, the more they put, like, things. You put a coffee shop there, that coffee, you know what I realize also?
Yeah.
Coffee shops are turning into bars.
They convert in the, yep.
They convert it at night.
Yep, around 4:35.
I've been looking at a lot of places, like, I'm going to say, Father Knows Best, for example, right?
Yeah.
We've never been there, so I really don't care. I have no.
Yeah, I heard good things.
Yeah, I heard good things, but whatever. But, like, they're a coffee shop in a day. And they turn to a full-fledged bar at night.
She's smart. You got to pay the,
like,
rent.
Compared to, like, a bunch of other places that we frequent that do the same exact thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, wow, that's like a pretty – I mean, smart, obviously, because, like, you get the daytime people who love their coffee, need Wi-Fi, want to sit there and study all day. And then you get the nighttime people who just want to party.
And you convert them.
Yep.
And if you're still serving coffee, that's just
– yep.
I see some certain coffee shops. You walk by, like, a Friday, a Saturday. They're closed at, like, 6. I'm like – what do you think this is?
The one that's around the corner from my apartment, the one that we're working on the website at.
Yeah.
They close at 7.
They must really...
7.
They getting good business.
I'm like...
I don't get it.
Because, like, I remember one night I wanted to, like, stop there. I thought I was going to, like, you know, do some work there. And I'm like, 7? I'm like, y'all don't really want this money.
They don't.
7?
They won't be around next year.
People get to work around that time. Like, I don't even, like... Me getting home at 7 is, like, a good day.
Yeah.
I'm like, you closed. Disappointment.
I know what you mean.
I'm like, what kind of fake coffee shop? That's how I knew Best I wasn't fully gentrified yet.
Yeah.
Because I was like, all right, there must not be a demand here for this.
Yeah,
but if they
me.
Put a bar there, there'll be a demand there. Right there in that little area,
yeah,
there'll be a demand, but they ain't smart.
Hey, man.
We can't,
it's
we
their
can't,
rent.
We can't give them everything.
Exactly.
What we can do is look.
We can pray.
Oh, man. What else do we have on the dash?
How was your weekend?
My weekend? How was my weekend? Did I do anything this weekend?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. How my weekend? Oh, good thing.
That's all. Oh, I went home.
Peaceful.
Yo, damn.
You gotta have the calm.
I'm ones. Wildin'. That fast. Forgot about. Love you, Ma. I promise. I was like, what did I do this weekend? Love my family to death.
Mm-hmm.
Glad I don't live with them.
Mm-hmm.
You need that.
That distance.
I was like Sunday when I was like right before I was about to leave, I was like, God damn. Like, I was like, what time my train leave? Like, shit, I get out of here. Like little things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my family is loud. I know they're loud. But when you're not around them all the time,
mm-hmm.
It's 8 o'clock in the morning. Why are you hollering? Like,
love them to death. Yep.
Love you to death.
The long days after work, imagine just diving in.
Yeah, nah, I need that space. It's good to see you. I mean, I have to, like, start visiting my family more often
because
I don't take enough time to, like, go down there and visit them. You ain't got no excuse. Your mama live, like, 30 minutes away.
Yeah, I don't.
My mama lives, like...
I saw her on Sunday, though. I went back home.
Oh, yeah?
For a couple hours,
a couple hours?
Yeah.
You checked in?
Yeah, I checked in.
Treating it like...
I do more often.
Treating like an Airbnb. All right. That's cool, Kev.
It's all about the thought.
Yo, no, it's hard. My pops live up here, and I'm like, I saw him, 3 weeks ago now? And the last time I saw him before that was June. And that's because we went to Virginia for my brother's 30th birthday. And before that was like, God knows when. It was cold outside when I saw him before that. I remember I met him in like Upper East Side. So I was still living in the Bronx. That's the last time I saw him before that.
Shit. Cause it's tough,
Upper East Side was convenient for me.
That's the work just engulfs your week.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the weekend comes...
You just need you want that me time. You're trying to find a balance between me time.
Because I don't think brunch exists in the parental black vocabulary.
It don't.
Brunch, though, it got to be like a dinner.
What's that?
So you sit out, and it's like, those prime time hours that I need to recharge myself.
Yeah. I need that energy for me. Yeah. But, I mean, like, so the thing is, my father understands, but just like, he lives in the Bronx.
Yeah.
And I live in Brooklyn. Like, people who don't live in New York, they'd be like, oh, well, that's cool. You just get on a train and go. I could.
But, yeah.
That's like an hour.
Yeah, for reference.
Hour 30.
Yeah, I was in, my girlfriend and I went to Flushing on Friday for a game night with her friends.
Flushing, Queens?
Yeah. We drove.
I thought Flushing Avenue. Like,
no.
I was like, that's right around the corner.
If you took a train from where we live, that's an hour 30.
Yeah.
If we left from here now to go to Coney Island, we'd be an hour plus on the train.
Yep.
So people need to understand the magnitude.
Yeah, the train doesn't... I mean, it takes you everywhere.
It's very convenient.
But it's not as rapid as everyone thinks it is.
Yeah.
It doesn't... Like, you know what's funny? I thought that. Like, I remember, like, when I moved to Atlanta and I was, like, taking the train in Atlanta, I was like, oh, damn, New York, son, this shit go everywhere. I'd be already in Brooklyn by now. Da, da, da. And then I'm back up here, and St. John's taught me that lesson.
Oh.
Where we were, like, in St. John's trying to travel into the city.
It? 40 minutes? What was it? What was the advertised time?
They advertised 25 minutes. 25 minutes to Midtown Manhattan.
I love
my college to death, but nah. You gotta wait for that bus.
Oh, my God.
Go. You been waiting for the bus after the long nights out? And it was like,
the bus
like ran like once an hour.
Oh, when I were reclining these Ubers now, I reflect back. When we would... Imagine taking a train.
Yo.
And if you wanted to walk from the closest train, regardless of where you got off, it's at least 30 minutes.
At least.
20, 30 minutes.
At least. You're getting all your steps in. All of them. It's like, no way in hell is 25 minutes. 25 minutes. It ain't even 25 minutes once you get to the train. Am I lying?
No.
It's not even 25
minutes. By the time you leave your building and you walk to the bus stop and wait for the bus stop to get to your respective stop.
Yeah.
Depending on where you go.
About an hour.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah, that door to door, yeah.
And I remember, when I first moved back up there.
For a cab?
I was mapping it out. Like, oh, cool, this ain't too bad. I could just go here. And I was like, I could walk down the 169th on the F.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I shouldn't be, I'm counting the stops. Like, oh, this is an express train.
Smooth.
Smooth 30. Nah. Moved up there, I'm like, yo, this shit moving slow. It's always train traffic, always delays. I'm like, yeah, if I went to go see, like, if I drove to my dad, maybe 30 minutes on a train to go to my dad, an hour 30.
That Bronx is just too much.
Because every train to go to the Bronx has to go through Manhattan.
Yeah.
So you have to go, like, start from Brooklyn, go through the bottom of Manhattan, travel all the way up to the top of Manhattan just to go into the Bronx. It's a journey, man. A journey one ain't willing to take.
No.
So I'd be telling, but no. Then he'd be like, I don't know. It's also like, that's my just pure laziness, though. They're like, meet me in the city. And I'm like, even that sounds far, though.
When is it? On a weekend?
Yeah, on a Saturday.
It's tough.
It's tough on a Saturday to get back up and go into the
city. For context, yeah, we both work in the city. I don't even remember the last time I've gone out. Like, my girlfriend, we have plans, obviously. You know, a weekend. I was like, oh, that would be exciting because I haven't done that on a weekend.
Ooh, speaking of.
In general. Haven't done that in general.
Quick side note. I got to find out who else is going to this. Mm-hmm. Who won't get in on this two.
I got you.
I think I might
get I got to worry. Yeah, I got
yeah, I might
you.
Get tense. Yeah, but what was I saying?
Yeah, once you get out the city.
Oh, yeah.
And Brooklyn is like,
it's too much going on. And everyone's free. The city reminds me of stress. It reminds me of work.
Yeah.
And also, the city doesn't have any culture.
Yeah, this is a creative. When you look around, it's very distinct. And
yeah, the city does not have any culture. It's like all these, like, all right, cool, this is an Irish bar. This is like your American bar. This is like your, you know, college bar. It's like everything's very blah, blah, blah. Brooklyn, you have like 18 different cultures, 18 different, like, personality types, like just different everything. You have the goths,
you still see bodegas.
Yeah.
But then you have cash only places.
Yeah.
But then you have a upscale place. And it's different.
It's just different. And also, there's no, like, dress codes.
Yeah.
Everyone's
they
just,
don't care,
everyone's
no.
just being themselves. You see people when they wear piercings from their nipples all the way up to their ears. Like, just crazy
green
shit.
Hair, pink hair.
Yeah, but it's like, whatever. Be yourself.
Self, yep.
Be happy. Be in Brooklyn.
Yeah, and get your $5 Ben shot or your $3 cocktail.
Woo!
Hey,
man, beat
it's a
it,
blessing.
Man.
It's a blessing.
Facts.
It's a blessing.
How was your weekend, though?
Pretty calm. Friday. Oh, game night, like I said.
Mm-hmm. How was that?
It was fun.
Yeah?
It
what game did y'all play?
Yeah. Damn, what's the one? Head up. Head up. We played head up.
Oh, heads up. On
heads
the phone?
Up, yeah.
You should get the... Damn, what's it called? Go ahead, talk for a second. I gotta figure out what it's called. Jesse Williams created a black version of it.
Okay.
Where it has, like, references to, like, Martin. Oh, Blebrity.
Blebrity? Okay.
99 cents. I bought it. But it's, like, it has, like, Martin references and shit. Like,
it's fun?
Yeah, it's pretty. It's same concept. It's just, like, all black references.
No, but, yeah, I had a good time. We're all the way in Flushing, but. You get to catch up with people. Yeah. We just ordered food and played like one game, but it was fun.
Oh, heads up is fun, though, especially yeah. when you get like a nice group of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else happened?
Saturday, I caught up with my buddy in Williamsburg. We went to a beer garden, just got some food, some lunch. So I was back home by 6:30. I just chilled in with my girlfriend. It was nice. Woke up refreshed on Sunday. Mm. Went to go see my mom and my family. Mm. Check in, let them know I still love them.
Cat still got love for
still
you.
Still got love for him. I was back home by like 7. I just chilled out, caught up with my girl, and watched SummerSlam. Nice, peaceful. Woke up Monday rejuvenated.
Yeah, and somehow this week is still just coasting along.
Yep. And that's the thing.
Just coasting along.
It's like the sand in the hourglass, and it's just.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, when is Friday going to get here? It's crazy. Let's see.
I miss my Friday off, but. Anything of interest this week?
We're going to talk about the GOAT real quick. Our GOAT.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you know, some light. You know, these rookies, they just keep voting him as the best player in the NBA.
Hey.
It's like the fourth season in a row now.
Mm-hmm.
I think Steph Curry won it that one year.
That second MVP year?
Second MVP year,
I ain't
yeah.
mad at that.
He got voted, yeah.
We got to do one of those 8 in the last 9 years the rookies voted. LeBron.
Yeah. by a large margin. I think LeBron got like 48%.
Who was second?
Steph and KD.
Tied for second?
At 8. No. Yeah, at 8% each.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Each.
LeBron got 48.
Margins.
16 combined for the next two. So where the other, was that, 36 go?
Wow. That's impressive. I just stopped looking after I saw the margins.
That is crazy. Yeah.
I said,
I wouldn't expect a Curry to tie for third. Pew! We're harder than Westbrook, please.
I didn't even look. I said margins.
Yeah.
Bron.
That is a, yeah. Before you continue, I got the alert. Not the one today. There was another one yesterday. Bleacher Report. KD, LeBron, Russell Westbrook, Paul George, and James Harden all converge for a pickup game. Mm. But the alert is, four of them playing while LeBron watches on. King shit.
Yeah.
And you can see the video. He just did chilling while they playing pickup. King shit. But continue.
I wonder why he ain't play though, for
I
real,
do
bro.
Wonder, too. But hey.
Hey. Survey your way. Y'all run around. I got enough miles on my body. Y'all kill y'all shit. Damn. But then even like what? 5 minutes ago tonight? Not 5 minutes. That's a lot. An hour or two ago now? Juan hitting it strong.
Yeah, that's a good one.
We got that up. I'm like, what? 5 minutes ago? No, that was 5 minutes ago. That's some good ass Juan. But got the alert. Kawhi, KD, LeBron. Juan
working out.
Working out at UCLA. I said summer 2019.
Raptor fans.
Summer 2019. You can't come fast enough.
You won't retain him. He's going. Kawhi's going.
Yo.
This is like the third time I've seen KD and LeBron pop up in something.
This summer alone.
They hanging out privately. They splitting up Draymond and Tristan from Fisticuffs. Putting hands. Now it is.
They just out here.
Hey. I ain't going to read too much into it.
But when I said Kawhi out there. That mean he had to answer his phone.
That's true. How you get in contact with Kawhi? That's a good point.
I said Kawhi, and he was smiling in the picture. I said he right at home.
Raptor fans,
but LA would do that to people. I ain't gonna lie. Imagine if Kawhi like was just like really quiet because he's outside of his comfort zone.
Mm-hmm. And like he one of those if you get to know him.
When he gets to LA, he's just like this is my territory. I'm loud. Like, for example, right, when I moved to North Carolina, I was super quiet. Like, cause it was like, this is all, like, new to me. Mm-hmm. I was like, I lost all my confidence. I was just like, I don't know what the hell's really going on out here. Like, this wasn't New York City to me. Got back to New York, I'm like, boom, boom, boom. And I'm, like, talking all the damn time. Imagine if Kawhi's one of them people who's just like, he get back to L.A., he'd be, like, selling Jordan sneakers galore. Just like.
Every other commercial.
Yeah. You see Kawhi. Like. Oh, my God.
Yeah, next season, I think he's going to enjoy it, but then that cold's going to hit. Mm-mm. And he's going to remember L.A.
I think he's going to give his all because he has no choice at this point.
Yeah, he got to prove he can actually still ball.
Yeah, he's going to give his all, but.
Just audition. Let Magic know you just still got it. That's all. We got that Max waiting for you.
He's going to give his all, but, like, that caught me off guard.
That I'm working out?
Him with Bron and KD?
That's true.
I mean, he had to answer some text messages.
That's the best three forwards in the game.
Small forwards, right there. Best three forwards, period. Who better than them?
Shout out AD. AD
Ooh,
get it.
AD play. Yeah,
it's AD and Kawhi.
Sometimes be fifth. Somebody AD, play the five.
Yeah, AD or Kawhi for that third forward spot. Them other two is one and two. You close
nah,
though, AD.
AD better than Kawhi.
No, yeah. I'm saying Durant and LeBron one
yeah,
and two.
Yeah, but AD always hurt.
Yeah.
But not them numbers he put up.
It's close,
but.
But yeah, my all forward team, though, is those four.
Yeah, those are the three best.
Oh, Giannis. Nah, he'd probably be fifth.
Yeah,
if Kawhi's fully healthy.
Giannis ain't played in. Nah, I'm not picking
him. He ain't matured enough. He fifth, though, in the forward list.
But yeah, it's funny because last year in fantasy, someone picked up Kawhi before Giannis. And he ain't playing all last season.
No, he gave him 9 games.
Remember 2 days after remember 2 days after we did the draft?
Is that when the video came
out?
He was stumbling up the plane stuff.
Barely get up the plane stuff.
That was concerning.
Barely get up. I was like, damn.
Yeah, that.
Because most time you see, like, they're like, oh, NBA players are hurt. And, like, you'll see them just, like, moseying around town. Like, even DeMarcus Cousins recovering from an ACL tear.
Yeah.
He just walking around all fine. Like, yo, you can't play
basketball. He put out a video with him sprinting on a treadmill.
I'm like, yo, you can't play basketball?
Sprinting
but
on a treadmill.
But Kawhi couldn't walk up steps.
Yeah, I was like, you going to be ready for next season? But I was like, you know, I'm just a fan. What do I know?
Yeah, but Boogie sprinting on a treadmill is different, though, because basketball is a lot of starting and stopping.
Yeah. No, without question.
Yeah.
But you just tore your Achilles. You're human. You just tore your Achilles a couple months ago, and you...
Modern science, man. These people recover from things way faster.
But you think KD remains with Golden State after he wins his third title and third finals MVP?
Nah.
Where he go next? Just a quick side note.
I saw, you know, couple reports today about KD coming to the Knicks. And I was torn. Now, I'm lying. I wasn't torn.
No.
All this shit I talk about KD, if he come to the
Welcome.
Knicks. If he comes in, I'm buying a jersey.
Welcome.
I'm going to buy him a brush. I'm doing everything.
What?
KD?
Are you kidding? So, yo, that gap ain't that big between him and Bron.
Bron only getting older. Listen.
Hey.
You have KD in Madison Square Garden. KP, I might go to a game.
I might
dig deep into my pockets to get into
a nosebleed.
You know how much nosebleeds cost?
No.
It's insane.
I know.
That's a whole other story for another day, because you'd be like paying $100 to go to a nosebleeds.
If you're lucky.
Yeah. If you're lucky, right? Depending on who they're playing, you got to go when they're playing like the Hornets or something.
The Kings.
Yeah, the Kings. You got to go when they're playing some trash team. Shout out to Ed. Oh my. But yeah, I mean, just wanted to drop that fact on you guys, let you know LeBron's still the GOAT.
Yeah, without question.
Period.
And everybody knows it.
Everybody knows.
Majority know it.
They be trying to, I think people, I don't know if it's just these old heads, cause at first I was like, oh, it's an old head mentality. But I mean a lot of young people who ain't never even seen Jordan play and be acting like,
oh, it's still Jordan.
Yeah, I think his sneakers play a big part in that though.
Yeah. Look, I've never seen a more complete basketball player on the court.
Ever.
He give you 30, he'll drop 12 assists, collect like 8-10 rebounds, still block your shot, and then lock down your best player when called upon.
Ever.
In one game.
Ever.
I'm sorry.
Like, oh, Jordan played better defense. They weren't stretching the floor the way they're stretching the floor. Now, you got to guard people literally 35 feet from the basket.
And he has Scottie Pippen.
Yep.
Who was arguably a better defender than he was.
And Dennis Rodman.
And yeah,
one of the greatest rebounders of all time.
And defenders.
And defenders.
Again. But hey, you know what? Let me not, get in this tank.
And he, he's a lot of first round exits before he got them.
Hey.
Apparently, it's only good if you get to the finals and win. But if you get there and lose, it's not the same.
Hey.
Been to the finals 6 times and won 6 times. But what happened to all the mother, what?
And they don't count.
7-8.
It wasn't in the finals. 7-8 seasons. Count. It doesn't count.
No, yeah. First round exits. Those don't count, apparently.
Hey.
What do we know?
Yeah.
Anyway, what else happened this week, people?
Nicki Minaj went ballistic on Twitter.
You think she on drugs?
I do.
You do?
What else can explain this?
So even today, yesterday, she put out a tweet. It was like when we found out Travis Scott was still number one and she was number two, she was like, stop lying. I'm number one. Like...
That and that she talked to Travis and that he knows that she got the number one album in the country. She went after him, Kylie, their baby, Stormy.
Yo.
Because it was like they dropped. What Travis did was a couple months ago, he paired the CD with the merchandise for his tour. Mm-hmm. So if you bought the merchandise, it would count as an album sale.
Oh.
And she was trying to do that last week. Because from what I read, the numbers came back, preliminary numbers, and they weren't as high as she would like them to be. So what she wanted to do was also do something similar. Pair Queen with merchandise for a tour.
Mm-hmm.
But because she tried to do it midweek of the album.
She ain't got no pull like that.
Yeah, versus Travis, who management prepared him, she was mad. Because she's like, Billboard need to change the rules. She calling out how Drake's face was on every single Spotify playlist. And that Spotify was punishing her for playing her music 10 minutes early on Apple Music. It was so weird. She just comes off so unlikable.
You know what she reminded me of?
What?
Gucci, when he was going through his shit.
Oh, you remember when he went on that Twitter rant about all the people he slept with? And
how him and Walker ran a train on Nicki.
Yeah. Damn.
Like, this is what it reminds me of, like, these pill poppish. Like, she on these pillish.
It's so erratic.
Behaviors. It's like...
Are you just naturally want to come across this unlikable?
I don't know, bro.
I was like, in my mind when I saw this, like, you don't want people to like you. But also, damn, your other albums must have been number one for real for you to care this much.
They were.
Her last album was number two. Pink Print or whatever came in at number two. It sold more, but it was number two.
I would say it sold more. But she still was beloved at the time.
Yeah.
Who was number one when Pink Print came out?
I don't know. I got to check. I gotta check.
Sure, it was like a Kanye or someone like that, or maybe even a Drake. I don't know. Why she hating on Drake though?
I guess I don't know. I guess it was her truth. She was. I don't know.
Come on, Drake face on Spotify. First of all, that would just undercut her entire argument. She said that they're mad because she gave
Apple Music
her album dropped 10 minutes before that. Drake almost does everything exclusively through Apple Music.
Yeah.
Like, that undercuts your argument. Spotify just...
Well, not this last one, though.
Well, I'm not saying, like, he drops his album exclusively on it, but I'm saying, like, he does his OVO sound and all that stuff on Apple Music. Like, he's affiliated with Apple Music.
Yeah.
Spotify has his faces, everything, because he's was popping, right?
Yeah.
Well, always, but he's was hot.
Yeah. You know, I'm like, just a quick... Yeah, you shouldn't mention... It's not even a slight. She's extremely popular, but there's certain artists, not just Drake. Drake is, like, probably the pinnacle, but, like... You can't mention a Drake, a Kendrick, a J. Cole, like their popularity, mm-hmm. as popular as you are as a rapper, not even as a female, as a rapper, and she is.
Yeah.
You're not as popular as them, so it's like you can't, and then she named people.
I could see if it's like a tier two or tier three rapper. Yeah. Tier three rapper, sorry.
Because she's like, what'd she say? She named a bunch of people, the Carters, I think Nas, and she was said something about the numbers, like nobody's selling 400K on their debuts, like she does anymore. And she was just probably just like trying to cop pleas about why her album did what it did.
Oh my God.
And the big thing is that Cardi's album sold like 200,000 plus.
Yeah.
I think between like 230, 250 or a little less than that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it's really about.
Of course.
Because you can't name your album Queen and then somebody, a female rapper dropped in just a couple months ago and outsold you first month.
And it's your worst selling album.
And you let the prior reigning. Travis Scott's second week outsold you.
Second week.
So I get it, but it's like you're bringing attention to something that's not that important.
She also delayed numerous times and then dropped and then dropped out of nowhere. You ain't Beyonce.
Her first rollout was last year. I don't know if you remember when Remy Ma dropped that Sheether. That
Yes.
She dropped like three songs in the next couple of weeks. One was with Wayne and Drake, and one was with Wayne separate, and then one solo, and they didn't do anything.
Yeah.
That was her initial rollout. So now, fast forward, we finally get here. The album's out. Just like, people are happy from the reception. People like the album, but...
But do you realize that, like, the day, so that her album came out midnight Friday...
Oh, that's another thing. She said she lost out on 12 hours of sales. Don't ask me.
Thursday, she said that, or was it Wednesday that morning of Wednesday, she announced that it was getting delayed again.
Yeah.
So then
it was originally supposed to drop the 17th.
Yeah, she said it was getting delayed again. And then you just drop it that Friday randomly and expect your numbers to do well. Like, and the only reason why she probably even got that is because people were like, were going ham about Barbie Dreams.
Yeah.
But like, I didn't know her shit dropped. Like, no one would have known. Like, you're not... Well, she is a superstar. I'm not going to shit on her. Mm-hmm. Disrespect. She's a superstar. But like, most superstars who just drop like that, like without telling people, they just drop. Like, you delayed multiple times, and then 2 days before that said it was delayed again, and then just dropped it on a Friday.
Yeah, you gotta...
Yeah, it was like, it wasn't... The rollout was like, it was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But it goes to show she still did like one something.
I think 180.
Which still speaks to her star power. Because after all the delays and you just throwing it out there, you still got 180 something.
But she also, I read, she added like Fifi, mm-hmm. one with her in 6ix9ine, which is very popular. She added it to her album as a bonus track so she gets the streams. So the preliminary was looking really... I don't even blame her. Everybody does that. Drake does that with like Hotline Bling on Views after a year plus, and everybody does it. So I don't blame her, but if the music is as good as like the numbers would reflect, if you're there like you say you are, and so I don't know. You just come off so unlikable. Just focus on the music. And this is coming off when she snapped on that person in the DM.
Yeah.
And just asked
the random report.
Asked the music for growth. She's asked her that.
Yeah. She said, you're 35. You got to stop acting like you're young.
She went the fuck off.
But then she went off like a week ago about DJ Self and...
Oh, I forgot.
Safari and all these people talking about some Safari paid for his hairline and stole her. That story is hilarious.
Yeah, threw Tyga in there.
Yo,
if Safari I was Tyga, went to the same doctor.
I'd be so fucking
minding
tight.
His business in
I'd be
LA.
Like, come on, son. Come on. Niggas probably didn't even realize he got his hairline done. Yeah, and now everyone knows. Yeah, she's been having a rough one.
Yeah, we don't know these people, obviously, but you just appear so unlikable when you do stuff like that.
It's like you just, I feel like anyone who like says anything negative about her, she feels the need to reply, which doesn't make any sense to me.
It doesn't.
Especially not at this point in her career. I could see if this was like newfound fame, because then you don't really understand, like, there's going to be haters no matter where you go. You don't understand all that.
Yeah.
She's been in the game about 10 plus years now. Nicki was like on top of the world when like our freshman year in college. Like that's when
all through college.
Yeah, but
it's not till recently. There was no other female rapper you would say, like, not skill wise, but acclaim wise.
Yeah, she had people out here wearing pink hair and looking crazy.
She had it on lock.
Yeah.
Like, there was no other female rapper you would talk about.
Yep. But that's the thing about like the music industry and just like
unless you're Drake.
That's a fact. But being a celebrity, though, like, your time can go like that. And you can't get, like, so attached to that acclaim and that fame because then you end up looking like this.
Yeah.
She's snapping on anyone who says anything negative about her. It's, like, the weirdest thing ever.
Because she's not at the height she previously was when nobody really is. Nobody's selling like they usually are.
No.
You got everything else still.
Yeah.
And you still success. It doesn't make any sense.
If she does a tour, her tour is still going to sell out.
That's the thing.
Period.
She has loyal, devoted fans.
Yeah.
And the first weekend, everything, you could do another 80 the second weekend, another 80 the third. Like,
this album probably go gold.
Yeah.
Eventually platinum.
You got all the streaming stuff. Over the year or two. That's the thing. But
people ain't never satisfied.
No.
Mm-mm-mm. Hey. What else we got? Oh, we got Aretha. And on a sad.
Yeah.
Guess we got to. Should have done this in the beginning.
The real queen.
What day was that?
I forgot to.
Sometime last week, though. But it was.
You saw Madonna try to make it about her yesterday?
Whoa. All right, before we get into that, let's talk about this.
She did a tribute, and from what I read, it's just. She made it seem. She made the tribute. She did a tribute to Aretha Franklin at the VMAs, but. But I read she just tried to turn it into something about her, Madonna. But I didn't watch it, but the reaction I read and everything.
I don't even know about it, but we just gonna laugh about it, and then y'all can go look that up.
Yeah,
Madonna out here trying to steal some fame. But now, in all seriousness, though, so sometime last week, it was after we recorded, which is why we didn't get to speak on it, but Aretha Franklin, I knew she was sick. And they said that she could go anytime soon. But then a report came out saying that she was fine. And then, like, 2 days later, she just passed away out of nowhere. And granted, she was 76. A lot of people say, you know, she lived a good, long life. But it just goes to show at the same time, life is short. You know, she influenced a lot of people through her music. Very influential.
Impact, yeah.
Queen of Soul, like, had impact on a lot of people. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, like new artists, R&B artists, say that, you know, she influenced them, had a great range in her voice. She could, you know, sing so many, you know, lifelong songs. That's one thing about music, man. Music just continues on.
Mm-hmm.
It's like people years after us even will continue to hear her music and be inspired by her music. So, you know, we just wanted to say rest in peace to her. You know, prayers out to her family, her friends, anyone that was ever associated with her that's, you know, been hurt or saddened by this news, because it's difficult, you know, dealing with death. And quick aside, man, it's crazy. I was in Virginia this past weekend, and when I first moved to Atlanta, one of my really good friends in Atlanta, his stepfather, I'm not using any names, but his stepfather, really cool man. He used to, like, tell us come over. He used to, like, always, like, let us eat food over there, all that stuff. Just randomly had a stroke on Saturday and died. He was 50 years old.
Wow.
50, just randomly had a stroke in his sleep and died, passed away.
Shit.
It was crazy. I saw it. I was like, I started seeing it on Facebook and like Instagram. I'm like, wait, what? Just in his sleep, had a stroke and died.
Shit.
It's crazy. 50 years old. I'm like, life is short, man. You gotta cherish life. do things that make you happy.
Mm-hmm.
Just go after your goals, man. Just push, push, push. But life is short. Don't wait till tomorrow to do anything, because tomorrow's not promised to anyone.
Word.
Word. Sad.
Well put.
How do we not end on a sad note? You might just have to.
Enjoy the rest of your summer.
Yeah, enjoy these last. If you're in New York City, enjoy these last 3 weeks of summer, because it's gone now.
Even this August night.
It's a brisk August night out here. I'm like, ooh, a lot of wind blowing,
mm-hmm.
trees shaking. I'm like, what's going on? There's
nothing but warm vibes, but now this feels like a.
Yeah. I put my shades. 60s. Put my shades on today just for the feel.
For the feel, yeah. The
sun, sun was hitting. Put my shades on just for the feel. Like, yeah, it's still summer.
I did the same thing.
Yeah. But as always, guys, make sure you rate, share, subscribe. Check the YouTube page. Subscribe to the YouTube page.
Mm-hmm. IGTV.
IGTV. We're putting videos up there. You know, Apple Music, Stitcher. You know where to find us. Everywhere you can find podcasts, we're there. Make sure you share it. And just keep spreading the love. Till next time, it's cooling out.
Stay cool.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.